who Cohen reports to prison today. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Breaking royal news is Meghan Markle's given birth to a baby boy who weighs 7 pounds 3 ounces. Husband Prince Harry confirming the arrival outside of Britain's Windsor Palace earlier this morning. President Trump reversing himself, now saying he doesn't think Special Counsel Robert Mueller should testify before congressional committees, as Democrats want.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. They don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. My feeling about it is it's time to move on.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are two frozen food recalls happening now, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite a booming economy, one Democratic presidential candidate refuses to recognize President Trump's success in that area. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have been trying to downplay the great economy under President Donald Trump, saying the middle class has been left behind. But on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says just the opposite is true.
It's the blue-collar people that have the fastest job expansion, okay. And it's the blue-collar people that have the best wage growth. So what Mr. Booker and some others are saying is simply not true factually. That's all I want to make point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
listening to The Attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, a little local weather forecast here. Flemington and the surrounding area, 63 Outsider Studios right now. Isolated showers possible after 2 p.m. today. Highs will be near the, in the 70s. Isolated showers in the evening. Patchy fog after 4 in the morning. That's tonight. Tuesday, chance of showers in the afternoon again. Chance of precip about 40%. Otherwise, sunny. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, again, chance of showers. Low in the 50s. Continuing into Wednesday, looks like a slight chance of showers every day. Thursday, highs will be in the 60s. Showers likely again Thursday night, again into Friday. Clearing up on Saturday, highs will be in the upper 60s, but again, slight chance of showers Saturday night and on Sunday. It could be just quick things passing through. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Host Bill Kinslow here at the Chamber, right here in beautiful downtown Flemington. Get together, talk about food. That's what we do, right? Mother's Day coming up, another food celebration, although for many people, it means going out to a restaurant. Could be your favorite place. Stay within your comfort zone. You could try a new place, although it's tough on holidays. Restaurants, of course, very busy, booked with reservations, sometimes overbooked. Of course, that happens because sometimes people change their plans and don't tell us, and then we have to adjust. We might be turning away people, and then all of a sudden there's empty tables. So a little restaurant etiquette if... your plans do change, and they do, especially if you have a big group. Somebody might be running late, so you know, people might not show up. Say you've booked a table for 10, and all of a sudden there's going to be 6 people. As a courtesy, it would help the establishment to adjust the seating. You know, from our side of it, we don't like empty seats when we turn people away. Many places will do limited menus or maybe a little bit higher prices. You know, like anything else, make the occasion nice. So, again, call and make sure. I know at Jake's we run a regular menu. We tried early on the first year a limited menu, but it was it's too hard to predict the menu mix. How much do you prep of each item? Whereas a regular menu, we kind of know how much to have on hand. So, plus, we like to give people the same show. You figure, especially if somebody's trying us for the first time, you don't want to be to offer items that you might not have all the time. So we run some nicer specials, obviously, some treats. But we try to, you know, keep reservations to where we allow plenty of time for dining. And as I say, you know, just if you have dietary restrictions, if there's something... that you're not sure of, again, best to inquire ahead, or at least when you first sit down at the table, kind of the restaurant can kind of prepare and make sure there's items there that you or your guests can have. Sometimes there's buffets that go on, especially brunch, and they're good. Brunch as a buffet is, for me, is much better. You get a lot of variety. And remember your manners. If, you know, get up and serve mom. Don't make mom wait in line. Maybe she can go check it out, or if there's a listing of the items, and she can tell you what she wants, and let her relax. It's her day, right? So we, or if you're cooking at home, which is the, still to me, the, and most chefs and cooks, it's the ultimate expression of caring for someone. Feeding your people a nice meal, no matter what it is, if it's prepared for somebody especially, it means a lot. And if you are doing things at home, just remember, don't make mom clean up. It's not done when the dessert is served. That's a lot of the hard work is just beginning, cleaning the dishes, the pans, making sure that everything's back to where it should be. And especially if you're cooking and you're not normally the one doing the cooking. I know most households now, the duties are shared, everybody working, schedules are crazy, so it's just as likely as mom or husband or significant other would be sharing some of those duties. And like with any meal, of course, shopping is probably the hardest part. Most people can prepare food relatively quickly, or you can design your menu that way, but it's picking the right product. And so I've got a some ideas today, something, you know, very sometimes the most elegant are the most simple. Oftentimes, the more that you spend on ingredients, oftentimes the less time it takes to prepare them. You don't really have to alter them that much. You're just getting very good quality and then making sure you preserve the integrity of the product. If you're doing brunch, which is always kind of nice, it's Mother's Day is difficult. It's not like Christmas or Thanksgiving or holidays where you might have the next day off. It's Sunday, and we all have to get back to our routines on Monday. So sometimes brunch or an early dinner might be in order if you're preparing at home, or even if you're going out. I know it's not usually a late night in restaurants. The mid-afternoon seems to be the crunch time. But if you are doing brunch, of course, that kind of the best of both worlds. You get your nice breakfast food, but also always throw in a roast or some other non-breakfasty items. Today we'd like to go through, I don't know, what I figured out, you know, a simple menu, elegant, something that maybe if you're, I don't want to say necessarily culinarily challenged, but say you're not used to doing a lot of the cooking or it's maybe not your biggest strength. We've got some things that are relatively simple that you can do and present a nice meal. It's good for, of course, you can alter it to fit a crowd, if you like, or if you have a small family, I mean, all the better. You can go a little crazy, right? We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and when we'll be back, we'll do our, I don't know, what I think is a pretty decent Mother's Day or any special occasion dinner. Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600.
You're listening to WHCR-DB.
Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bill's table here. So, what are we going to do, right? We've got to give Mom a treat. And still nothing better than a great steak, right? Seems like that's the quintessential American meal. Although, if you're not a fan of beef, I mean, of course, there's buffalo out there, bison. Veal is still a nice, especially in the spring, a lighter meat, a nice veal chop would be good, or if you like pork, a nice pork. And either of those items, the best thing would be to get a nice porterhouse cut, which has the loin and the tenderloin. And the same with the steak. Of course, porterhouse would be great, or a nice strip steak, shell steak, boneless. If you like porterhouse, of course, you get the filet and the sirloin, and those big steaks like that you'd serve sliced normally, like the steakhouses do. That way you get a little bit of each. Or you could do either or. You could do filet mignons if you like. And nice thing, if you have a larger group, instead of doing individual steaks, of course, you could roast the whole tenderloin, or if you have a boneless strip loin. But we're talking about, you know, something's try to keep it a little bit simpler, and again, not, you know, have to spend a whole lot of time in the kitchen. Do something quick, and Dad is doing the cooking and likes to get on the grill. Of course, that's always an option. If the meats aren't your thing, of course, roasting a salmon or searing some pieces of nice salmon or halibut is always nice if you like to make it seafood. We're going to kind of do a surf and turf, though. So we're going to do a nice, let's say, a nice strip steak. And if you like, you know, the prime is good. Certified Angus, very, very good. And most stores have it. Nice and buttery tasting. A little bit more than the regular commodity beef, but it's held to a higher standard. And I think the flavor is exceptional in the certified Angus. Although there is more prime available now. The producers have been answering the call for more of the high quality beef. So let's say we do a strip steak. Like to get them fairly thick. Again, you could serve one steak per person, or what I like to do is cut thick steaks and do them in the pan. Cast iron is the best, or a heavy pan, and let them rest, and we can slice them, again, like kind of like steakhouse style, and be able to portion it out. But a nice steak in the surf part, lobster, mashed potatoes, or smashed potatoes. First thought of a lobster mac and cheese would be a great side dish, but steak and potatoes, what's better? And you'll see lobster mash on the, again, good steakhouse menus. We'll have those as a side dish. A way to get that nice, elegant lobster flavor without having to, you know, have a whole bunch of lobsters or, you know, it's you want a taste, right? That side dish. And potatoes are a good canvas for any kind of flavoring you like. So we'll have a syrup and turf that way. And, of course, the spring vegetable will do a nice medley of spring peas and asparagus. We'll have some nice green on the plate, nice seasonal vegetables, very quick, easy to cook. I thought for a prelude to the meal would be, we're doing heirloom tomatoes now. We're kind of rushing the summer a little bit, get a little warm weather, and people like that tomato salad. And cause maybe, you know, maybe you're tired of lettuce or you really don't feel like it. For this one, we use the heirlooms, which are available. If you like sweeter tomatoes, yellow tomatoes are very nice. So the heirlooms are all different crazy shapes and colors. And they're usually grown in a greenhouse or could even be hydroponically. But next to a nice fresh summer tomato, the tomato salad would be great. Like take on a tomato and onion salad. And we'll do some marinated onions. We do a little bit of arugula, just not so much as a main part of the salad, but a little something to go along with the tomatoes. And we'll give you a little quick herb vinaigrette. Of course, you could use your own, but we're going to try to keep this a little bit lighter. Now, we serve the heirloom tomato salad with burrata at the restaurant, a 2-ounce the burrata, if you know, it's the fresh mozzarella with the nice cream and the soft curds inside. Very, very nice. You break it open, it's kind of adds a little bit more juice. You could do that with this salad, but we're going to have, of course, we're going to have lobster mashed potatoes, and then our dessert, again, a no-bake dessert. Of course, fresh fruits or berries or something like that would be nice, but we had those on Easter, so we're going to do a tiramisu. It's something that can be made a few hours ahead or even the day before. It's actually the best is done at least a few hours to let it sit. If you kind of think of like a trifle or a zuppa inglese, you know, cake, custard. Well, this is lady fingers with mascarpone soaked in coffee. Very good, and you don't have to do any baking. So that helps a little bit, right? You don't have to worry about, especially if you're not a baker. Great dessert. And along with the salad, if you're not, probably, if you don't have to do a cheese on the salad. I thought crostinis, instead of bread service and rolls and things like that, let's, crostini, of course, the one now everybody likes is avocado toast. You can vary that. I would think there could be a couple of versions of good crostinis. I thought maybe some mushrooms, but avocado would certainly be a nice base for even something like radishes, or if you wanted a little more protein, you could do bacon, you could do chopped cooked eggs, but instead of guacamole, let's go avocado toast. That seems to be the favorite. See it on a lot of brunch menus now anyway. So we'll kind of put this dinner together and have some fun. So with the tiramisu. This is a dish that came about probably in the 60s. There might have been versions before that, but restaurants kind of made it work. And, again, you think of a trifle or a zuppa inglese, it's kind of a, without, you know, you don't have the fruit in there. It's a coffee and chocolate, which is great. Great finish to a meal. We use lady fingers for this, or Savoyards. You might see them. And I've made them before. They're like the little sponge cake batter and bake them, but those really you need dry ones. You need to. This is one that probably buying them is better. If you make them, then you've got to let them dry out because you're going to soak them with some espresso. And in the espresso, we're going to put a little coffee liqueur, reinforce that coffee. Or you could do anything. I mean, you want brandy, you could put rum, you know, Marsala, anything you want. You know, it's kind of that Sabayon-type dessert with the egg yolks. And there's two schools of thought on this. The original, the tiramisu means pick me up or lift me up. It's supposed to, it's light. We use raw eggs. And, of course, you can get pasteurized eggs or pasteurize your own. I've never really worried about it. We're going to blend these with sugar, and that really does alter the yolk, too. You've really altered the composition there. If you do it with the raw egg yolks, which is fine. So let's say, for example, you've got four egg yolks with a half cup of sugar. You want to whip these till they're light and lemony colored. It takes a few minutes. Don't just get them blended. You want to dissolve the sugar, but also those yolks are going to, you know, increase in volume a little bit, not like the whites, of course. And you'll have some whipped cream, about 3/4 cup of cream with 1/4 cup of sugar. Whip that up, and you can keep that chilled. The egg yolks should be room temperature, and the mascarpone, which is a nice triple cream cheese, Italian cream cheese. I've seen recipes that call for cream cheese, but you really want the mascarpone. It's not as dense as cream cheese, a little more pure product. Now, when you have your yolks and sugar blended, many recipes that call for putting them over a water bath, like a Sauvignon. And whisking it. You don't want to curdle the eggs. You don't want to cook it too much, but it does bring the temperature up a little bit. If you have a concern about the raw egg yolks, by all means, making this, just like we've talked about in previous shows about making a custard, you can do that and then let it cool off. The quick way to cool it, of course, is over an ice water bath. Stir it around. Don't overmix, though. You don't want it to get grainy. You'll need some cocoa powder for this and some shaved chocolate to finish it off. Again, I've made a tiramisu with using the whites also, whipping the whites and folding them into the yolk mixture, almost making a nice mousse. And if that's what you like or if you want to use the whites, by all means, go for it. So you have a glass baking dish is nice. You could do for this one, you'd probably need an 8-inch square. You could increase the recipe. You could do a 13x9. But the glass or china baking dishes work very well for this. We like to dust the bottom with a little bit of cocoa powder. Now, with the when you're ready, when you have you've got your cheese mixture blended, the mascarpone and the egg yolk mixture folded together, and then a little bit of whipped cream, if you like, or the egg whites. Or if you don't, you could make it a little bit, I've seen recipes where it's just the cheese and the yolks, and that's fine too. And then if you want to decorate with whipped cream, you can. I like the cheese yolks custard. That, for me, is probably the best, most intense flavor. You have some espresso, and you could use instant espresso, maybe for 2 cups of hot water, about 3 tablespoons. You want to make it fairly strong. Let it cool off a little bit, and then we'll add a couple of teaspoons or so of a coffee liqueur or rum. Flavor that a little bit, or brandy. You want that. I like the coffee liqueur the best. Reinforce that coffee flavor. Plus the liqueur puts a little sugar into it. So this mixture here, what we're going to do, when you're ready to put it together, you dip the lady fingers in this espresso, the rounded side down, just for no more than 4 or 5 seconds. Otherwise, they'll fall apart. They're going to soak up that coffee real quick. You line them up in the pan, a nice layer. If you have to break them to make them fit, that's fine. But you've got this layer of espresso-soaked lady fingers, then probably you're going to make 2 layers, so you take half the mascarpone mixture, spread it over those lady fingers. then you're going to take the left. You probably need at least two dozen of these lady fingers, depending on the size. Could be 30 or 40 if you get the small ones, but the larger ones, a couple of dozen should do it. But, you know, have a couple of extra just to make sure, right? So you have the mascarpone mixture, then you'll do a second layer of the soaked lady fingers, another layer of the mascarpone, and smoothen that out. On top, we like to dust it with cocoa powder, the unsweetened cocoa powder, and you could also use some chocolate shavings if you like. What we'll do is cover this, wrap it up so it doesn't pick up any odors, and chill it for at least 4 or 5 hours. You could do overnight. And what happens is, of course, that those lady fingers get nice and soft. It's almost like a real custardy cake. But you've got that coffee flavor in there, the nice cheese. And again, if you want to gild the lily and put a little more whipped cream, you can. But really, it doesn't need it. But perfect ending, perfect dessert. You could, if you like fruit with it, fine and dandy. But this, to me, one of the better desserts out there. Good way to finish a meal, and you don't have to bake. We got a break for a news break here, and then we'll be back at the table and finish up our meal.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East and a show of force to Iran. The administration now confirming the move is coming following the weekend's series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. Those strikes killed over 20 people. Crews are still working to drain fuel from a plane that ran off a runway into a river in Florida back on Friday. It happened in Jacksonville. All 135 passengers and 7 crew members survived. This is one of the passengers talking about touching down.
We kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. There was a loud impact. There was a big impact.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, reports to prison today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys. Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the 7th reason is the pay or the salary? The first 6 reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number 1 of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number 2 of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Table here. So tiramisu, another thing you could do ahead for this, for your salad. We like to serve, we serve marinated onions with this salad, ones that we've made at the restaurant for a while, made them back in the 80s. Giovanna's in Plainfield and I worked there. And basically, it was our house dressing, and we put thin sliced red onions in there to kind of take the punch out of them, and it became almost like a separate item. I think the restaurant, I think they still sell the ones packed in the mason jars as a like a pickle. So we use a blended oil, and these you can marinate well ahead, days ahead if you want. For a pound of red onion, you slice them thin, like a medium red onion, nice thin slices in rings if you like. We're going to use a cup of, use a blended oil, which is about 10% olive oil, and the rest soybean or other vegetable oil. Don't want pure olive oil. Sometimes it firms up too much in the refrigerator. And a quarter cup of red wine vinegar, or better yet, use a little bit of cider vinegar and a little bit of red wine vinegar, equal a quarter cup or so, no more than a third of a cup. Put a teaspoon of sugar in there, a teaspoon each of paprika and dry mustard, and then a half teaspoon of dry tarragon, dry thyme, dry oregano. Those are your herbs in there. Half teaspoon of each, and then a quarter teaspoon of salt and pepper, quarter teaspoon of each. So you blend this well, blend your vinegar and your herbs, and then drizzle in the oil. And what you'll do is, you know, every day just kind of put it in a sealed container, and then you can mix them up a little bit or turn them upside down. Just get that dressing dispersed. If you have a nice, tasty onion with your tomato salad, and even add some of the same dressing can go on the salad. That's instead of balsamic. We're keeping it a little bit lighter. We like this herb vinaigrette. Simply a few arugula leaves in the middle of the plate, a little nest of the marinated onions. We like to cut the heirlooms into wedges instead of slices because there really are some crazy shapes with the tomato. You'll get a better yield. Just core the tomato and cut thin wedges and arrange them. And you want to get a variety. There's red, there's purple, yellow, orange. You know, if you can, when you find them, the alternative would be just to use nice yellow tomato or beefsteak tomato, or even if you like grape tomatoes, those wouldn't be bad either. But the find some heirlooms and mix up the color, the flavors. You know, it's a tasty little colorful salad. And again, if you want to put the burrata on there, that's fine. Or if you like a shaving of Asiago or aged provolone, crumbled goat cheese wouldn't be bad. Or just leave it as it is. Add just the tomatoes. We're having, of course, the cheese with our dessert and also some dairy in our lobster mashed potatoes. So probably the thing to serve with it, crostinis instead of bread. Crostinis are nice. Take a baguette, have your oven at 400 degrees, and these can be made ahead also if you like. And we cut our fairly thin slices. We have some olive oil, salt and pepper, so we brush each side with olive oil, season them a little bit, and bake them in the 400 degree oven until they're crispy. And these you could serve just as they are, like your own kind of homemade cracker, but we'd like to mash some avocado, a little salt and pepper, and maybe lime or lemon juice in it, and could have it as kind of a spread on the crostinis. Or you could take some mushrooms, which would be kind of neat, and either slice them or dice them. You could do a little medley of them. Sauté them in olive oil, a splash of white wine, and we like a little bit of snipped chives can go on top of these. These can be at room temperature even. They don't have to be hot. Kind of a little, you know, mushroom on toast, right? Poultry seasoning is my favorite with mushrooms. It's got the rosemary, thyme, and pepper. Everything's in there, and it's all finely ground. So a pinch of that with the mushrooms does help it. But you could grow crostini. You could have those, again, with the avocado. You could do a little sliced radishes. All kinds of little garnishes, if you like. It's a little snack with your tomato salad. Now, our veggie. Let's see. We're going to do some nice spring vegetables. So, seek out some peas. And very difficult to find fresh English peas. If you can find them, make sure they're sweet. They're worse than corn. They lose their sweetness right after they're harvested. Most recipes call for the frozen ones, and you get the nice small ones there. No shame in that. Good flavor. They're harvested and frozen at the peak of flavor. Better to use a good frozen one than an over-the-hill fresh one. But the snow peas and snap peas are out there. And you'll see the snow peas are kind of the flat, it's like a flat green bean. The snap peas look like a blown up green bean. And actually, if you open those, they're a little, if you want some really tiny peas, there's, of course, the little peas inside. Now, these are both good raw, so you really don't need to cook them that much. And what we do at the restaurant, we have the mix, so take the string off the snap pea. Nip the end and the little end off the snow pea there. And we just saute them together with the, we have the frozen peas. We let those defrost a little bit. They're already blanched before they're frozen, so they're ready to go. And we just saute those with a little, we use chicken broth. It adds the salt to it. You can use water. Just make sure you season a little bit of salt and a little knob of butter, and pretty much you're going to steam saute it, as it were, just to cook them. Again, you don't need more than 2 or 3 minutes to cook these. The snap peas will be a little bit crunchy, but you can do these at the last minute, so they maintain their color. You cook the cook them too far ahead, you know, the snap peas will kind of turn a little drab color. But you want, this is a nice quick vegetable, again, with your snipped chives in there for onion flavor, or a little shallot if you like. But the just make sure you have a little salt and pepper, and you've got a nice quick sauteed vegetable. And it's sweet. Even the kids will like it, even if they may not want the snap peas. But certainly the regular peas and the snow peas are delicious and provide a nice complement to your steak. Traditional in the steakhouse, you know, cream spinach and broccoli and things like that. But also with your asparagus in there, if you like to throw asparagus in there, you can buy not the pencil, but you could use a medium or smaller asparagus for this. And we would snap off the base of it wherever it naturally breaks. Now, a lot of old timers, we used to peel the asparagus. You can actually get a little more use out of it, take that tough outside off. But the young asparagus, probably not necessary. It's up to you. If you peel them, you start at the tip end there. You don't peel the tips, but just about two-thirds of the stalk. And for this dish, again, you don't really need to pre-cook the asparagus. We would probably slice them on the diagonal into about 1.5 inch or so pieces. So it kind of matches up with the snap peas. And those could be sauteed at the same time as the peas, the thin asparagus. If it's a thicker asparagus, you might want to blanch it first for 3 or 4 minutes. Until it's crisp tender, and then you can chill it in some cool water, then cut it in the diagonal, and then finish that off with the peas. But the asparagus, a nice pleasant bitterness along with the sweet peas. We're going to break for a couple of messages. We've got to make our mashed potatoes and cook our protein, Chef Will's Table.
know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Lobster mashed potatoes, or lobster mac and cheese. We'll do the mashed potatoes, right? And for our mashed potatoes, we like Yukons. We use Yukons at the Yukon Gold at the restaurant. Certainly use Idahos. If you want them as a puree, of course, you're going to peel the potatoes. The Yukons have a nice thin skin, and we do smashed potatoes, and we do the almost kind of like loaded potato. And if you, you know, if for some reason, if you don't want lobster or don't like lobster, if you want to do just kind of a loaded potato type smash, that would be fine too, with your sour cream and bacon bits and scallions and cheese, everything good, right? But for lobster mash, we're going to, let's say we do the puree, so probably, for 5 or 6 people, 3 pounds of potatoes is probably good. The Yukons, we peel them. We always start potatoes in cold water. If you like a sprig of thyme or a bay leaf in there, a clove of garlic, if you like anything, if you want to flavor the potatoes, that's when you do it. Do it in the water, and then you can discard it later. You don't have any flecks of anything in there. And for that, half a pound, anywhere from half pound to a pound of lobster meat. Probably half pound. This is a side dish, so you don't have to load it up too much. If you're making it like a main dish, you'd pump up the lobster a little bit more. We use, for the mac and cheese at the restaurant, we use both raw lobster tail, use the Canadian or Maine lobster, the American lobster, North American, North Atlantic, I guess you call it, and we get some of the cooked claw knuckle meat. You can buy lobster meat already cooked. Let's say if your fish store would steam off a couple of lobsters for you, that's fine. And then you'll take the tail out and dice it, and your claw knuckle meat, chop it not too finely. You want some, you know, good sized pieces. We like the claw knuckle. It's got, of course, the nice red color, but it's a little softer, different texture than the tail. You could certainly do it with just lobster tail if you like, if you can't find the other claw knuckle meat. There's many forms that cooked lobster meat comes, but you really want to, we like the North Atlantic lobster, not langostinos, things like that. We like the real McCoy. If you're using the raw tails, what I've done before is split them. You could steam them in a tiny little bit of water. It only takes about 4 minutes in a covered pot. And the nice thing with that is that that water that's left has some flavor. You can cook that down and add some whole butter to it, and that could be kind of your liquid for making the mashed potatoes. Alternately, you could have some whole milk and butter if you wanted to poach the lobster in that, and then use that milk to make the potatoes. If you're steaming live lobsters or boiling them, do the lobsters first and then cook the potatoes in that same water. Any way to kind of save that flavor. If you're doing with the raw lobster tail, you could also saute it. What we do with our lobster mac is we will saute the diced raw tail and then add the cooked claw knuckle meat diced up. We add a little splash of white wine, and we do a pinch of our Cajun spice. You could do that. You could do Old Bay, any kind of little flavoring like that. The reason we do this is you get that little bit of lobster flavor from the raw tail. It goes, kind of reinforces it in the dish. So my, you know, either a raw tail with some of the claw knuckle, or if you get whole lobster already cooked, that's fine. What you'll still do is after it's diced, you'll melt some unsalted butter and saute the lobster meat in that, kind of warm it up. And make your potatoes the way you normally would once they're done. You put them through a ricer if you want them very, very smooth. Otherwise, you can mash them. Your little hot milk, and if you have milk or cream from cooking the lobster, that's fine. Your butter, salt, pepper. Fold the lobster meat at the end. And now this you can make and keep warm. Not saying make it earlier in the day for later, unless, I mean, you could put it as a casserole if you like also. If you want to put a little Parmesan on top and bake it and serve it that way, that would be fine. But this could be something just done right before service. Lobster mashed potatoes, keep them warm, and then get to cooking your protein. So, lobster mash. We've got to finish, well, most importantly, there, our steak. For me, salt, kosher salt's good. I like cast iron. If you have a cast iron pan or a heavy pan, we want to, you don't really need oil or butter. What I do with the little bit of fat, with a strip steak at least, I put that fat side down in the pan and let it render out a little bit of beef fat. Then flip the steak to start cooking it. I like to get a fairly good crust on it, which you want, just like with grilling or anything else. You're going to cook the steaks on one side until you see the top of the steak. The surface will change. It will start to look a little like a little moisture is coming through. That's the time to flip it and finish the other side. When you start to see a few drops of red come, that's rare. You can take it off the heat and let it rest. Now, there should be some brown bits in the pan. If you like your steak cooked a little more than that, that's fine. We can always finish it off a little bit later. But you put them on a plate to rest. The pan, you've got a little bit of beef fat in there. I would drain that off, but if there's any little brown bits, you add either water or you could do wine, white or red, your choice, or even a little broth. I've done it just with water. You've got the little the fond there. You've got some flavor. I'll put a dash of Lee and Perrins in there and some whole butter, unsalted, of course, because you've got salt in the pan from the steak. And just let that, it'll reduce and get a little bit translucent. A little quick pan sauce. It's not going to be thick like gravy, but you're really just looking to kind of paint over the steak after you've sliced it. Any juices that accumulate on the pan or your resting plate, obviously add those back in. And if you're doing pork or veal, you could do the same thing. Get it seared. Now, with pork and veal, you might want to cook it a little bit longer. Again, your 425 degree oven does a nice job with that finishing, and you don't get the shrinkage that if you're trying to bring something to, say, medium, or in the case of pork, you want it, pork can be a little bit pink, but if they're fairly thick, you might want to finish in the oven. And you've got your steak or pork or veal, or even if you're doing salmon, seared in the pan like that, you could still make a little wine sauce. You want to pour off any fat that was in there, but you could certainly deglaze with some white wine and lemon juice and parsley and, again, whole butter or even olive oil if you like. Just something to put over. You know, a nice roasted salmon fillets or swordfish or halibut certainly would be a nice main course also. We've got to wind things down here. Viola's coming up next. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, a great weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day, however you're doing it. And stay well. Chef Bill signing off. Bodhisattva, would you take me by the hand? Can you show me the shine of your Japan? The sparkle of your China? Can you show me? The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man once called Donald Trump's fixer has reported to a federal correctional facility in upstate New York to serve a 3-year sentence for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and campaign finance crimes. Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
The Pentagon says two U.S. warships sailed near Chinese-claimed islands in the South China Sea today to challenge excessive maritime claims by China. And the U.S. has sent a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East to show force to Iran after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by Gaza forces that are allied with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the 7th reason is the pay or the salary? The first 6 reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team. They know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental, did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an eighth great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy. Mother